Good evening. It's Tuesday, July 16th, 2013. You're listening to KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska. I'm Shady Grove Oliver, and coming up in evening news, Noel Selray, the former CEO of Wrangell Medical Center, is going to Sitka. Also, we'll hear an update on the baseball tournament happening down at the ball fields. Stay tuned. Turning first to both local and regional news, SEARCH is the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. Former Wrangell Medical Center CEO Noel Selray has been named the Interim Hospital Administrator at SEARCH in Sitka. The news came out in a July 12th press release on the SEARCH website. Dr. Marty Grassmeter is the current hospital administrator and medical director at SEARCH's Mount Edgecombe Hospital in Sitka. He's worked for SEARCH for 19 years and is leaving to take a job in Oregon. The end of his tenure in Sitka will be late September. At that time, Selray will step in as the interim director. SEARCH Communications Director Michael Jenkins was not directly involved in the hiring process, but he says he thinks Ray was hired because of his extensive experience in running rural hospitals. Jenkins says that as the interim, Ray's job will not be quite the same as a permanent administrator.
When Noel comes in, he can't do anything that's going to change the operations of the organization. It has to stay status quo.
SEARCH states that they do plan to launch a search for a permanent administrator. They plan to begin the search internally, but will expand it nationwide if necessary. Selray was at the center of a controversy at the Wrangell Medical Center after all but one of the hospital board members were recalled. Selray was fired without cause and given a golden handshake. After his firing, he was asked to return a laptop and iPad. The hospital claimed they were company property. As of earlier this year, the hospital's insurance company, Chubb, is paying the city and borough of Wrangell $250,000. A judge and forensics expert are examining the laptop and iPad. They're going to be returning all of the hospital's information. They are not releasing any of Selray's personal information from the two devices. They'll both be destroyed after the examination is finished. Jenkins says he doesn't think this controversy was a deterring factor in Ray's hiring.
The executive team basically has said that really that's an issue that's been between him and the community and of Wrangell, and from what we understand, that's been resolved.
Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver. Continuing with regional news, the head of Mount Edgecombe Hospital in Sitka is resigning. Dr. Marty Grassmeter has been both hospital administrator at SEARCH in Sitka and the facility's medical director for the last several years. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Grassmeter is a pediatrician. He's been with SEARCH for 19 years. Dan Neumeister is chief operating officer for SEARCH in Sitka. He says Grassmeter's resignation is unrelated to some of the organization's very public financial struggles over the past year.
I take Marty for, he's an honorable man. He shared with me very specifically the reason why he's leaving was not about what the challenges or the opportunities that are being presented to SEARCH right now, but it's really a personal family decision about what was best for not only himself, but also his wife and his child.
Grassmeter has accepted a position as the medical director of the Multnomah County Health Department in Portland, Oregon. He's currently on vacation and did not return KCAW's calls for comment. Neumeister himself is a product of recent turnover at SEARCH. In April, he replaced former COO Susan Labus, who had only been on the job for a year and a half. That move came on the heels of the closure of SEARCH's Bill Brady Healing Center in March and an announcement from SEARCH President and CEO Chuck Clement near the beginning of 2012 that the organization faced a $4 million budget shortfall. Neumeister says the organization is going to use the opportunity created by Grassmeter's departure to examine staffing in upper management.
What we're trying to do here at SEARCH is look at how are we structured and are there ways to do things a little bit more efficiently without maybe having two or three people do the same job.
Neumeister says he expects the SEARCH medical director position will remain in Sitka, but that could change. SEARCH's medical operations will be overseen in Sitka by Assistant Medical Director John Bachoco and in Juneau by Janice Schufeld. Grassmeter will remain in his post through the month of September. Noel Selray, who most recently was the CEO of the Wrangell Medical Center, will serve as the interim administrator in Grassmeter's absence. Selray is currently working as a consultant in Anchorage. Neumeister says he'll likely live and work in Sitka 3 weeks out of every four. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Continuing with regional news, the latest design for Southeast Alaska's new shuttle ferries include a covered car deck, but it doesn't address some other concerns, such as minimal food service. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports on a design study that was released on Monday.
Two Alaska-class shuttle ferries are planned for Juneau, Haines, and Skagway sailings. Marine Highway spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the latest report calls for a fully enclosed car deck. Earlier plans left the rear part open.
The point of shielding the car deck from extreme weather really isn't the main reason behind it. The more of a reason is that the additional cost really wouldn't be that much to the point where it wouldn't be worthwhile leaving it open.
Some longtime passengers and community leaders objected to an open deck, saying salt spray and ice would damage vehicles. Skagway tugboat captain Mike Korsmo serves on the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board. He likes the change.
So, yeah, that's good. That's a good thing. That's, I think that was kind of a clear message that they got, that it didn't seem like people wanted to see an open car deck.
Size and capacity requirements have not changed a lot since the last proposal. The shuttle ferries would be 280 feet long, larger than the small ferry Leconte, which sails the route part of the year. But they would be smaller than the ferry Taku. They will have indoor seating for 300 passengers and parking for about 50 vehicles. A larger ferry design, discarded late last year, called for several small quiet rooms for families, the sick, or the elderly. That was dropped a while ago, but Woodrow says some options remain.
There's going to be a theater lounge, as well as a children's area, family area, and then a what's called a library or a quiet room as well. That kind of acts as what we see on our larger vessels, kind of like the observation lounge, which is tends to be a quieter area.
Plans continue to call for a small food court and vending machines. Korsmo understands the need to save money, but says passengers will miss having a full kitchen.
They took pictures this winter of the lineups on the Leconte of people, you know, waiting for food. So I'm sure it's going to be somewhat of a letdown to people, you know, traveling public, you know, traveling especially, you know, in the winter times.
The shuttle ships are designed to sail 12-hour days, not overnight. They will have bow and stern doors for faster roll-on, roll-off loading and unloading. A side door will allow docking at more terminals. The state recently extended Glacier Highway, the road north out of Juneau. There's been talk for years about building a ferry terminal near where it ends now, at Cascade Point, to shorten the trip up Lynn Canal. Woodrow says that's not the plan yet.
Right now, the department is looking at designing these vessels and the operating hours to run from Auk Bay to Haines and Skagway. But, you know, if there is a thought process of trying to reduce operation costs and running from Cascade Point, that is a possibility, and these ships would work for that.
The latest cost estimate is $112 million for both shuttle ferries. That's $5 million more than the previous figure, but still below the amount allocated by the legislature. Plans continue to call for Alaska Ship and Dry Dock in Ketchikan to have the first shot at the contract. Woodrow says the latest discussion is to have both build about the same time, rather than one after the other. Southeast leaders will take a while to consider the latest design report. Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott is among those studying the 50-page document.
I don't want to react to it. I want to respond to it. So it's going to take me a little while to read through it and think about it. And I want to work with our local ad hoc ferry committee to find out what they think about it.
In addition to Lynn Canal, the shuttle ships could sail to northern southeast villages such as Hoona and Angoon or Prince William Sound communities. Public hearings on the plan are scheduled for August 20th, 21st, and 22nd in Juneau, Skagway, and Haines. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.
And finally, turning back to both local and regional news, the 2013 Division II Little League Tournament kicked off Sunday in Wrangell. Here's an update on the first 2 days of games. Teams from Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, Petersburg, Prince of Wales, and Wrangell are playing each other in a round-robin-style tournament. That means each team will have a chance to face off against every other throughout the week. There are restrictions on how many times a pitcher can pitch in a single game. If a player pitches more than 20 times, there's a required rest period of 1 day. Wrangell team manager Deveril Bloom says this can be tough on the kids.
So we have to be really careful you know, who we put in and when we pull them. And when you change pitchers, it changes the whole feeling and structure of the game every time. So anyway, it's fun, but it's definitely, I think it's tougher doing the round robin thing.
On the first day of games, Sitka beat Ketchikan 17-3. Juneau beat Wrangell 13-3. Bloom says Wrangell knew it was up against tough competition with Juneau, but her players did their best. Wrangell came in strong with Kellen Eagle pitching out the entire first inning, but it couldn't keep up once Juneau pumped up its batters. Juneau coach Bob Cox says that he's impressed by Wrangell's start, but his players really stepped up to the plate from the second inning on.
Bobby Cox, who is my son, he ended up hitting an in-the-park home run. Hit one down the third baseline and made it all the way around to third. They threw the ball to third and they missed it, and he made it all the way home, which technically that's a triple and then an error, and then he made it home. And then his next at bat, he hit a home run that went out through the tops of the trees.
In the 3 o'clock game, Petersburg took Prince of Wales 13-3. POW coach Joe Rubio says Petersburg was a strong team that played well, but he says his kids were pretty beat by the time they got on the field.
Today we were lagging pretty hard. I think the long day for the kids really showed on the field. A lot of the kids had to get up 4 in the morning to get the boat right over here, and it showed in the field with the heat, which we're not used to.
He says his kids aren't used to playing in sunny, warm conditions. Like most of the Southeast teams, his players have trained in sleet and heavy rain, and the low 60s temperatures made it tough to keep up the pace. Monday saw more blue skies and sun. Juneau kept its winning streak, beating POW 20-1. Sitka took Petersburg 13-0, and in the last game of the evening, Ketchikan knocked Wrangell out of the park 28-1. The teams are all playing toward the semifinals on Saturday and the championship game Sunday afternoon. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver. Today's lineup had Petersburg playing Ketchikan at noon, Sitka and Juneau went head-to-head at 3 o'clock, and Wrangell takes on POW at 6. You can tune into KSTK for live coverage of the 6 o'clock game or stream it online at kstk.org. And that wraps up our evening newscast. Thanks for tuning in to KSTK-FM, your source for daily local news in Wrangell. You can check us out anytime online at kstk.org or find us on Facebook. Stay tuned. Your community calendar rundown is coming up next.